minutes.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Another police shooting has been caught on video, this time in a suburb of Minneapolis, where a driver was shot and killed after a routine traffic stop. Philando Castile's girlfriend was in the front seat alongside him and captured the aftermath of the shooting on video that she live-streamed on Facebook.
We got pulled over for a busted taillight in the back, and the police, he's covered, they killed my friend. He's licensed to carry. He was trying to get out his ID and his wallet out his pocket, and he let the officer know that he had a firearm and he was reaching for his wallet, and the officer just shot him in his arm.
Late last night, police held a very brief news conference.
During the stop, shots were fired. One adult male was taken to the hospital. We have been informed that this individual is deceased. A handgun was recovered from the scene.
The officer involved in the shooting remains on administrative leave while the investigation continues. Meanwhile, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, tensions are still high after police shot and killed an African-American man there early Tuesday. So far, though, protests have been peaceful. And amid the anger and grief, one man who witnessed the incident is now speaking out.
Abdullah Maflahi says he believed Alton Sterling didn't know what police wanted.
He was really confused. He didn't know what was going on or why they were there. He asked them before, when they started trying to push him against the car, what did I do wrong? What's going on?
Maflahi said he never saw a gun in Sterling's hand.
The gun was never anywhere in his hand, nor his hand was inside his pocket. The gun came out after the cops went inside his pocket and pulled it out.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Baltimore has seen two of its police officers acquitted of their involvement in Freddie Gray's death. A third trial ended in a hung jury. Now a fourth trial starts today. And calls for the state's attorney's office to cut its losses are getting louder.
The career of state's attorney Marilyn Mosby may be irreparably harmed.
By keeping this going, you're just giving more fodder to the next person who wants to run.
Tyler Mann worked with Mosby when he was a city prosecutor. He's now in a private practice.
I hope that if this is another not guilty, that they take a good hard look at the evidence and mistakes that they're making.
Police morale's way down, he says, along with arrest rates.
50, 60, 75% as to what they were 2 years ago.
He says the trials are starting to become a distraction in a city with other problems, like only 32% of the homicides getting solved. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
House Republicans have summoned FBI Director James Comey to Capitol Hill today to answer questions about his decision not to recommend criminal charges against Hillary Clinton. Attorney General Loretta Lynch yesterday said she accepted Comey's recommendation and the case is now closed. You can hear Comey's testimony live starting around 10 this morning at WMAL.com. The Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders campaigns are said to be discussing a potential event next week in New Hampshire, during which Sanders would formally endorse Clinton's White House bid. And a Northern Virginia delegate to the Republican National Convention is scheduled to be in federal court in Richmond today, arguing against a state law that will require him to vote for Donald Trump at the convention. Beau Carell of Winchester filed a federal lawsuit challenging the state law that requires him to cast his vote for the candidate who won the state's primary. In this case, Donald Trump. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,919. The Nasdaq at 48,59. Sports: Bryce Harper has one of the Nats' three homers as they beat the Brewers. The O's beat the Dodgers in a 14-inning game that included a Dodger Stadium record 36 strikeouts. WNBA, the Mystics lose. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Finger to the pulse.
Ear to the ground.
Nose to the grindstone.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Let's put this in perspective. If you want the straight scoop, here you go and listen up.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
Get your hands on Dunkin's new Almond Joy and Heath Bar flavored iced coffees. It's your sweet afternoon pick-me-up. Try the delicious Almond Joy or Heath Bar flavors today. America runs on Dunkin'. The Almond Joy and Heath trademarks and trade dress are under license from the Hershey Company. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading through the 3rd Street Tunnel coming northbound before you get to New York Avenue, had one broken down along the right side. Again, as you come out of the tunnel and on New York Avenue at 1st Street before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel, reports of a crash right in that area. And looking at the traffic cameras, does look slow in each direction. New York Avenue, again, right outside the 3rd Street Tunnel near 1st Street in Northwest. West 295 northbound as you come off the Beltway. We have some of the stop and go passing the Naval Research Lab. Then in good shape heading to the inbound Douglas Bridge or the 11th Street Bridge. Volume coming out of Chevrolet, mostly off of 50 to go on to DC 295 in the southbound direction. Bowie still struggling with the 3-car crash and cleanup continues on 197. Seeing a little bit of improvement as far as the pace. You still see some activity on 197 Laurel Bowie Road just off the BW Parkway near Powder Mill Road. For the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, volume through Laurel, again each direction near 32. George Washington Parkway without any incidents reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, mainly dry and hot over the next couple of days. Best chance to get relief. Thunderstorms will be by tomorrow evening. Just an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, and same thing for tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, plenty of sunshine for the first part of the days. And temperatures will be in the lower to middle 90s. Maybe some scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 81 in Leesburg, 79 in La Plata, 80 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The FBI director goes to the Hill for a Republican grilling about Hillary Clinton. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35, Joe Persichini. He's a former FBI official. We'll get his take on the continued fallout of James Comey's decision not to press charges against Hillary Clinton. I'm Larry O'Connor. Lisa Booth is sitting in for Brian Wilson. Lisa Booth, the Washington Examiner, Fox News host, Fox News guest, frequent Fox News guest. Not a Fox News host.
No.
Not yet.
No.
Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
So, you remember this whole sit-in protest? My colleague Chris Plant was hilarious. He described this not as a sit-in, but an I've fallen and I can't get up protest of these geriatric Democrats who they ceased all actions in Congress for their little display, their sit-in protest, because they are so intent on curbing our Second Amendment rights. And they broke the rules. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
You're not allowed to do that. That kind of grandstanding, the kind of, you know, using cell phones on the floor as they live streamed it, all of the posters that they brought in, all of the, everything about this thing, it broke regular order. It broke rules. And our foundations, our principles, our legislative bodies, they run on rules. We hear that all the time. The decorum of the House of Representatives and the decorum of the U.S. Senate. Well, Congress is back in session now, and there's a question as to whether Democrats should suffer any kind of repercussions. Listen to Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton discuss this aspect and whether there should be any punishment for those who protested.
But if you want to really blow this issue up, you try punishing the Democrats in the House, because that's what it would mean.
Oh, now that's a threat right there, isn't
it?
You want to blow this up? You try to punish us. We're going to go ahead and do whatever we want. And we're, I don't know, what's the word for it? Above the law.
Right.
And I literally mean above the law, because guess what happened on Tuesday on Capitol Hill, just about 100 yards away from where the Democrats staged their sit-in protest?
No bill.
No break.
No bill.
No break.
Bob Weiss planned to be arrested during a no bill, no break sit-in protest at the Capitol Rotunda.
And he was arrested. In fact, a whole handful of protesters who did a sit-down strike at the Capitol Rotunda over gun control were arrested. So citizens doing a sit-down strike on Capitol Hill are arrested, but Democrats doing a sit-down strike on Capitol Hill over gun control, if you try to even punish them with any kind of administrative reprimand.
But if you want to really blow this issue up, you try punishing the Democrats in the House, because that's what it would mean.
888-630-9625. If an ordinary Joe citizen gets arrested by Capitol Police for staging a sit-in protest on Capitol Hill, what should the punishment be for Democrats who did the exact same thing? 888-630-9625. We live in a world where Hillary Clinton can't get punished because she's above the law.
Right.
We live in a world where it seems like the system is rigged, if I may coin a very popular phrase recently, for Democrats, as long as, and Black Lives Matter. I'm so sick of Black Lives Matter shutting down traffic and protesting and disrupting any event that goes on in our country without ever really being arrested or feeling any repercussions. It's time to start arresting people. Do I think that Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, should send the Sergeant of Arms over and arrest the Democrats who participated in this? I'd love to see it. But realistically, there should be some kind of punishment, whether it's a fine, censure, something.
Well, this also isn't a Speaker Paul Ryan versus a Democrats thing. That would be up to the discretion of the Capitol Police if they were to arrest Democrats in doing this. I think the point of contention with Paul Ryan and what he has raised and what the Speaker's raised and what Republicans have raised is the ethics violations that took place. I mean, we literally had members of the Democratic Party fundraising off of this from the House floor.
Yeah.
That is a flagrant violation of ethics. And so that would then be up to the ethics committee at their discretion to investigate and figure out if there was ethic violations that took place here, which it sure does look like it did, a very, you know, blatant violation of ethics. So that would be up to the ethics committee. That wouldn't be up to Speaker Paul Ryan. It would be up to the ethics committee to make that determination, a decision.
But does it not anger anyone with the cold reality that if you and I go and protest and do a sit-in protest, we will end up with handcuffs? But an elected official, a Democrat, who protests for the exact same thing 100 yards away on the floor of the House, they're celebrated.
Well, and then also threatening, you know, not only celebrated, but the fact that they would even take it one step further, where we have this Democrat congresswoman who would then threaten Congress and threaten the Speaker in the event that she was held accountable for violating ethics violations. And I don't think she particularly was one of the individuals who, you know, did the fundraising, but she certainly violated, you know, some form of the House.
Well,
you know,
I think it was I think it was the DNC that fundraised. I think they were part of one of the entities. So all of them are culpable.
There's a
this.
Few different members of a Congress who, you know, at least on its face have blatant, if you read the, you know, House ethics, the yep. the House, you know, rule book essentially, and look at what they did, they blatantly violated ethics.
But if you want to really blow this issue up, you try punishing the Democrats in the House, because that's what it would mean.
What is your response to Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton? What should Paul Ryan's response be to Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton? And that threat, you want to punish us? You're really going to blow this thing up, as she put it. Joe in Silver Spring, you're first up on WMAL. Hey, Joe.
Morning.
Hey.
This was all on Paul Ryan. It should have been put in, he should have took it in hand the minute it happened. He is a sergeant in arms. That guy has a job to maintain order on that floor, and he failed to do both men failed to do their job.
So now they're back in session. Should there be some sort of legislative or administrative kind of punishment? Should they do some sort of protocol reprimand or something, or should they just?
Wrong, but weren't they in session at the time?
They were, except, at the beginning of the protest, they were in session, and then Paul Ryan gaveled it shut. They gaveled it closed. They turned off the C-SPAN cameras, but they stayed for another 24 hours and broadcast the thing on Twitter.
Well, it's once again the Republicans that we expect to do the right thing aren't doing the right thing for fear of public what the public's going to see it.
And so we let people live above the law. We let people get away with the rules. And meanwhile, you and I,
y'all generation.
Yeah, we have to follow the law, Joe. That's the thing. I was on the fence about whether they should do anything to these guys until I saw that regular citizens got arrested for doing this.
Well, it's also just the hypocrisy of the fact that, you know, the Democratic Party is trying to make this about, you know, this is about gun control. This is about moving forward, you know, their liberal agenda in a legislative stance, but they're fundraising. fundraising. It's not about that. This is about fundraising. This is about re-election. This
Absolutely.
Is about them taking this to voters.
That's right.
And making money off
this
of it.
This was about creating a wedge issue.
That's what irks me the most.
Yeah. All right. More of your calls on this in a moment. Citizens get arrested for a sit-down strike on Capitol Hill. Democrats get celebrated by the media and then challenge the speaker. You want to see this blow up? Then you punish us. What should Paul Ryan do over the sit-down strike? 888-630-WMAL. It's 8:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here comes Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Better news, Larry. Everyone in the Bowie area, you can now use 197. Had the three-car crash that stopped everyone for a while. 197 near Powder Mill Road. You're getting by now. Delays are easing quickly, but still just allow a little time for that to all dissipate. 270 looking pretty good here out of Frederick. Just a little bit of volume in Urbana. 109 briefly as we head through Rockville. A little bit sluggish, but moving along. Top side from 95 to George Avenue, slowing. 29, now we've built up delays most of the way coming through White Oak, heading down toward Four Corners. Don't have anything reported along the way. I've done a double check there for you. 395, Virginia, as you come off of the Beltway and leaving Springfield, slows most of the way to the 14th Street Bridge. 95, we're just about done. A little bit sluggish through Aquia and again at the Occoquan, but really that's about it there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mainly sunny to start the day, then a few afternoon clouds. Looking for a stray shower or thunderstorm possibly today. High of 94. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, stray shower or thunderstorm overnight. Low of 76. And then tomorrow, sunny with a few afternoon clouds. And yes, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm possible tomorrow. Again, a high of 94 tomorrow. Right now, it's 80 degrees at 8:16.
But we must never, ever give up or give in. We must keep the faith. And we must come back here on July the 5th, more determined than ever before.
Representative John Lewis, who knows a little thing or two about protests and being arrested, as he was a civil rights icon of the 60s. He was leading this sit-in on the floor of the House, and there's no repercussions. These guys broke every protocol in the House of Representatives, and there's absolutely, in fact, they're celebrated, and as you point out, Lisa Booth, they raised money
right.
off of their antics. And now I want to know if the Speaker of the House should do something now that they're back in session. How about John and Waldorf? You're next up on WMAL. What do you say, John?
Hey, Larry.
Hey.
I'm just, it's the same point you're making, right? That these 60-era protesters, they want to protest and have civil disobedience, but without the consequences. I mean, John Lewis had the courage of his convictions in the civil rights movement. So did Eleanor Holmes Norton. And now they don't want to have the courage of their convictions to face the punishment. I mean, you know, protest without the consequences is just anarchy.
That's a great point. The whole point of civil disobedience is to make the police arrest you and do the whole stage show, and now they're threatening some kind of, we'll blow this thing up, she put it, if they get punished.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of the punishment, it shows the irony or the hypocrisy of the man,
yeah.
You know, enforcing anti-civil rights or enforcing prejudice. I mean, that was the real power of the civil rights movement. I think the sit-in was ridiculous. I mean,
it was. Thanks, John. You're right, and I want to take more calls on this. But again, even more infuriating knowing that regular citizens do get arrested for this, but not if you're a Democrat and not if you're an elected official.
Right. Well, and two, you know, just back again, I'll keep harping on this because I just am really irritated by it. But the fact that the whole point they did this in the first place was to raise money and for their own selfish political gain. You know, it just really irks me for them to present this as, you know, this is an issue, you know, and they're solely doing this just based on the fact that they just really care about this issue when they're fundraising off of it. And we know that they're using it for their own political gain.
Todd in Rockville, you're next up on WMAO. What do you think, Todd?
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Good. Please don't cut me off. So, you know, the first point I'm going to make that nobody seems to be pointing this out. When you're an elected official, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent, there's issues that you're running on. But at the end of the day, you're representing everybody from your district, not just Democrats and not just Republicans. So you do not have a right to be standing on a single platform and sitting on the floor of Capitol Hill on our dime, okay? You are there to support everybody from your district. And this is becoming sickening. We are having public officials that when they're brought up for testimony, they plead the fifth, they walk away, they don't have to answer any questions, and they get the retirement. And we have people that are sitting on the floor doing what they damn well please to make a political statement, yet when somebody from the public wants to do it, that doesn't stand. This double standard needs to end. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Todd. And see there, we didn't cut
him
off.
We didn't cut you off.
Glenn in Alexandria, you're next up on WFAL. Is it Glenn?
Yes, good morning. It's Glenn.
Hey, Glenn, go ahead.
Know, if it weren't for double standards, the Democrats would have none.
Yeah.
but, you know, they actually wanted to get arrested. And that, if the Speaker Ryan and Leader McCarthy were not going to give them that, what they wanted was the visual of John Lewis being hauled off the floor in handcuffs by the Capitol Police or the Sergeant-at-Arms, and so they weren't going to do it.
Yeah.
And so this actually was probably the best of a bad situation, and the Republicans have other means of exacting retribution through the Ethics Committee and other administrative measures, and so you won't be seeing any of those Democrats on any congressional delegations for the foreseeable future.
Glenn, you sound like you work on the Hill.
I don't. But I'm an interested observer.
All right. All right. Thanks, Glenn.
A knowledgeable one at that.
Yes, you are. Well, we all are. And I'm interested only because this adds to the ongoing outrage over people not actually paying any real consequences. In fact, in this case, forget about consequences, they're celebrated by the media. The way the media covered this sit-in protest, you'd think that these guys were absolute heroes.
It's the way they cover everything. The Black Lives Matter movement, the way they cover Hillary Clinton as well. I mean, if you read the headlines from the mainstream media the other day after the FBI's decision, you would think Hillary Clinton didn't do anything wrong.
John and Olney, you're next. You know what, John, hang there. We'll get to you in a moment and more of your calls on this. What should the punishment be for Democrats who staged a sit-in strike? So far, there's been nothing for them, but when just a regular Joe citizen sits in and protests at Capitol Hill, they got hauled off in handcuffs. More of your calls. It's 822.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. When you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head, you know, when you're driving off the lot is, oh, geez, what if I got problems with this car? What if it's a hassle? I don't want to deal with it. Well, see, Ted Britt has this great program. It's called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, you got confidence in your vehicle and in Ted Britt Automotive. But you can also have confidence in the deals you're going to get, because right now the Ted Britt Summer Sales event is going on. You'll find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. We're talking about prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. By the way, Ted Britt also has two Harley-Davidson locations, tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from. Visit one of Ted Britt's 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Owens Corning knows that when hail damages your roof, it's hard to know what to do next. Even if your roof looks fine now, there could be hidden damage that could show up weeks or months later. And with so many contractors, who can you trust?
Visit owenscorning.com/storm to find calm after the storm. From finding a trusted licensed contractor to choosing proven product that can help protect you from the next storm. So rest easy. Find your calm at owenscorning.com/storm. Trusted contractors, proven products. We're the calm after the storm.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Secure It webpage. Thank you.
8:25 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're in full force here on the rush hour. 395 most of the way leaving Springfield to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Heavy on to lower 14th Street in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Had the broken down before you get to New York Avenue. All right, better news. New York Avenue near North Capitol Street. The crash had been outbound. It's now out of the travel lanes and actually the pace getting better there for everyone. Around the Beltway through Annandale, slowing. Outer loop over toward Eisenhower Avenue. That crash had been to the shoulder, and that's why our 95 is slow to merge onto each loop of the Beltway there. Also, heavy from the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Normal topside of the Maryland Beltway delays continue. Bowie, better. You can now use 197. Had the earlier crash off the Baltimore-Washington Parkway near Powder Mill Road. That's now cleared. And traffic update now is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, just go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Another hot one today. Temperatures going back into the 90s, about 94 degrees, with some clouds coming in by this afternoon. Maybe a shower, maybe a passing thunderstorm. No widespread rain expected. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 80 degrees at 8:26 on WMAL.
Obviously, what we did was counter to protocol.
That's Eleanor Holmes Norton, D.C. delegate, talking about the sit-in protest. But then she followed up with it by saying,
but if you want to really blow this issue up, you try punishing the Democrats in the House, because that's what it would mean.
Well, that's a throwdown right there for Paul Ryan. Meanwhile, regular citizens get arrested for doing an exact same sit-down protest over the exact same issue in the rotunda of the Capitol building. So, John and Olney, what do you say?
Good morning. I get so frustrated watching this. I think that Paul Ryan needs to show the American people that, unlike Occupy and Black Lives Matter smashing windows, burning businesses, that they're going to keep this as a house of order. And a $5,000 fine for fundraising on the floor, $5,000 fine for illegal demonstration. And I think that that would send a message to them.
All right. I think they need to do something, John. I wouldn't mind seeing House leadership do something.
Well, it also just gets into, real quick, just the lawlessness within Democrats at large.
Yeah.
You look at Hillary Clinton. You look at Representative Chaka Fada from Pennsylvania, was guilty of 29 federal corruption charges. And Nancy Pelosi, they were going to allow him to stay in his seat. Ultimately, he decided to resign at his own accord. But anytime you see scandals with Republicans, they force them out. They force them to resign. Even if it's a financial thing or a sexual related one, they force them out. But there's lawlessness with the Democratic Party.
Because we have values and principles and we stand for something. And look where that got us. It's 8:28.
Yeah, seriously.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children.
And grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us
and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Call 800-506-5810.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta home delivery gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
Wednesday.
Tuesdays.
The one, the only, Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
I've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage. Premiere episodes Wednesdays, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
Coming up, continued fallout and backlash over FBI Director James Comey's non-decision over Hillary Clinton. We'll speak with Joe Persichini, a former FBI official, right after this.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Another community in tension this morning after another police-involved shooting, this time in a suburb of Minneapolis. A police officer shot and killed a man after a routine traffic stop last night. What has made this case extraordinary is that the man's girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds, who was in the car too, live-streamed the aftermath of the shooting on Facebook.
They were pulled over allegedly for a broken taillight around 9 p.m. outside of St. Paul.
He's licensed to carry. He was trying to get out his ID and his wallet.
Reynolds live streaming video from inside the car with her four-year-old daughter in the back seat.
He let the officer know that he had a firearm and he was reaching for his wallet, and the officer just shot him in his arm.
The officer, still pointing the gun inside the car, explains why he opened fire.
I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand out.
Multiple officers at the scene order Reynolds out of the car, handcuffing her. Her cell phone falls to the ground, and she continues pleading with police.
Please don't tell me he's gone.
Correspondent Ryan Young reporting. Hundreds of mourners, friends, and relatives, meanwhile, of Alton Sterling gathered in Baton Rouge, Louisiana last night for a second night of protest and prayer. Sterling was shot and killed by police early Tuesday. Baltimore Police Lieutenant Brian Rice heads to court this morning. As his trial gets underway, he's one of the six Baltimore cops charged in the death of Freddie Gray. Rice is the highest ranking of those six. House Republicans are going to have lots of pointed questions for the FBI director today when he appears before lawmakers to talk about his decision not to recommend prosecution of Hillary Clinton. You can hear Director James Comey's testimony live starting around 10 this morning at WMAL.com. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,919, the NASDAQ at 48,59. Sports, three homers for the Nats as they beat the Brewers. 14 innings at Dodger Stadium as the Orioles emerge with the win. WMDA, the Mystics lose in San Antonio. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better, right? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I went to their factory right off the Beltway. I saw how each window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, and you're saving yourself headaches and money with that. Right now, Thompson Creek Window Company is having the biggest window sale of the year by taking 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. For new windows, Thompson Creek is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you why. You will be amazed. I guarantee it. Appointments will fill up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Talk about tumultuous times. The British have quit the European Union. The markets go into a tizzy. Add to that terrorism, natural disasters, recession fears, and the election. Talk about turmoil. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If all of this is causing you to wonder how to manage your investments during these tumultuous times, read my number one best-selling book, Rescue Your Money, now fully updated and revised. You can read the entire book in a single sitting, and it will reveal for you the one major investment goal you should have, the two major investment obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy today at Amazon.com or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money. It's the investment recovery plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I'm here with Dr. Cindy Cook, president of the American Association of Nurse Practitioners, to talk about a new Veterans Administration plan to improve access to health care for area veterans and reduce VA wait times. Now, what can you tell us, Dr. Cook?
Today, too many veterans are waiting to receive health care in the VA system. In May, VA presented an important plan that would improve veteran health care and reduce wait times at VA facilities. The proposal would give veterans direct access to high-quality nurse practitioner care, and the proposal is now open for public comment.
Well, how can we make sure local veterans in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia have direct access to nurse practitioners?
Well, I would encourage listeners to submit their public comment to the VA supporting the proposed rule before the July 25th deadline. In a few clicks, you can write the VA at www.veteransdeservecare.org and tell them that you support their plan for patient-centered, high-quality nurse practitioner care for our veterans.
Thank you, Dr. Cook. Listeners, that's veteransdeservecare.org, sponsored by the American Association of Nurse Practitioners.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Greenbelt or Thursday in Springfield. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Reopened in Bowie is 197 just off the Baltimore-Washington Parkway near Powder Mill Road. Had the earlier crash. If you heard me talking about it, now you can get through, and those delays have cleared, so much better. Top side from College Park to Silver Spring slowing. Also on the inner loop, heavy to get through College Park past the IKEA into that sun glare this morning. 270, just still some volume with us as we head south of Urbana down toward 109 in Germantown and Rockville. Now, I'm really looking at the delays continuing to grow on the Chain Bridge, on Chain Bridge Road, and Clara Barton Parkway, getting up to that light at the end of the Chain Bridge. So it looks like everyone's getting jammed up there. Better option is coming off the Beltway, sticking with the George Washington Parkway. First set of delays you'll hit is right near Spout Run, heading toward the Key Bridge. Now, let's get you beyond that, heading toward the 14th Street Bridge. 395 slows most of the way through to the 14th Street Bridge off the Beltway. The George Washington Parkway, both north and south of the 14th Street Bridge, slow near the Humpback Bridge for the crash. Outbound New York Avenue at North Capitol Street, the crash is cleared. Freeway heavy in each direction, broken down in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot weather continuing, getting into that uncomfortably hot weather. Low to mid-90s today, sunshine with clouds later, and maybe a few showers, thunder showers. No widespread rains expected. Most of us are dry. 76 tonight, tomorrow up to 94 again, maybe a stray storm in the afternoon, but by evening, a little bit of coverage expected on thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Springfield, 73 in Bowie, 80 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 8:38 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. I'm Larry O'Connor. Lisa Booth of the Washington Examiner and a frequent guest on Fox News is the guest host today, filling in for Brian Wilson. Good to have you, Lisa.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
And it's also great to have Joe Persichini. He's a former FBI official. He joins us now to discuss the continuing fallout of the decision by Director James Comey to not bring any charges against Hillary Clinton. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Sure. Good morning, Larry. Lisa, how are you?
We're good, but we're still sort of vexed over this decision, as you can well imagine. And what really annoys me, and I'm guessing annoys other FBI agents, is it seemed to me Director Comey actually made a really compelling case to bring charges against Hillary Clinton and then precluded any prosecutor from being able to make that judgment by just deciding for himself. Tell me about what other agents are feeling right now when they see their director do this.
Well, I think, first of all, I have to respect the decision of Director Comey. You may or may not agree with it, but I've heard a lot of discussions about impugning his integrity and that, you know, now we've gone from a right-wing conspiracy to a left-wing conspiracy. You'll have a fantastic opportunity today at 10 o'clock to listen to his reasoning why he didn't believe charges are warranted. I mean, you have to first understand, this is unprecedented that a FBI director is rendering a prosecutorial decision. And that's only because we've had an attorney general who engaged in gross misconduct. So we're on new grounds here. I was trying to think back of my 33 years when either a U.S. attorney or a director commented on conduct of a subject, even though they were recommending declination. So you may want to hold off on your criticism, because if, in fact, this information he released becomes public, maybe the gift that keeps on giving for you for the next, 30 to 60 days?
Well, you're speaking in partisan terms in terms of gift that keeps on giving. But see, to me, the gift that keeps on giving is the rule of law and holding everyone accountable to the same standards.
Well, I think, you know, you look at his decision process. Now, you know, you have to go back and look at, you know, he stated that the IG commented on the laxed security measures. Their investigation revealed lax security measures. And then you have to look at, can you prove this case in court? And can you obtain a conviction? You know, we have cases all across the country here. We don't have to go too far north to see cases in Baltimore that are being rejected one after another. One here in Virginia rejected by the Supreme Court 8-0. So, you know, again, that's his decision. And I totally believe that that decision was not made in a vacuum. He brought his team together, which was career prosecutors and agents, and said, what would you do? So I'm a little disturbed the fact that, you know, we're now going to a left-wing conspiracy and we're indicting the integrity of this individual who is sworn to uphold the law and has utmost of integrity. So, you know, I don't want people's frustrations to overcome reality.
Well, then what would you say, Joe, to people that say, you know, there's individuals that were perceived as lesser importance than Hillary Clinton who have been charged for a lot less?
Well, if you go and take a look at whether it's the Petraeus case or Scooter Libby, or, you know, I go far back. I was trying to think of comments and cases that had history like this. Elsie Hastings, you know, the fact that the director revealed investigative information concerning conduct. Well, in a normal case, if Hillary was still employed, that information would be passed on to the IG and you'd open an administrative case and administrative action would be taken. But here, she's not a government employee.
So you don't think that at any time or by any means that Hillary Clinton, the fact that she is Hillary Clinton and not Hillary Jones, has anything to do with the decision that the FBI director came to?
You know, it's the four corners of the law, and I can't see James Comey saying you could block the name out. And I'm sure they even drafted a model indictment just to say, okay, if we were to indict this case and you had two statutes, one would have been a misdemeanor. But remember, this case would have been tried in a court in the District of Columbia. And what are the odds of gaining a conviction? So, you know, I think there's so many factors. Magistrates and judges and U.S. attorneys make decisions about prosecutions every day. So I think today at 10, you know, that committee will have an opportunity to sit with Director Comey and say, walk me through how you rationalize this decision. And I think you're going to hear a good answer.
All right. Let me ask you this, then. It seemed to me that what Director Comey hinged much of his decision on had to do with what he supposed Hillary Clinton's intent was. But, of course, you're aware, I think everyone at this point is aware, that much of the law, the Espionage Act, doesn't hinge on intent. It hinges on gross negligence. Can you tell me what the difference is between extremely careless and grossly negligent?
Well, that, you know, again, that's that subjective situation. You know, you'd have to go back also, in the government, especially in cases, whether it's prosecutorial or it's administrative, you're looking at consistency. How many other cases have been at least presented similar to this, whether it's gross or it's intent, and we're not prosecuted? I'm not aware of those cases.
Well, that's because no one would ever have the audacity to set up a private server to conduct their business as Secretary of State,
you're
Joe.
Absolutely correct.
That's why it's unprecedented.
I agree with you 100%. But is it criminal? Okay. And then the second question is, can we prove that in a court of law?
Right. So, I mean, there's been at least seven people that have been prosecuted under the DOJ for Espionage Act under President Obama, I believe, since he took office in 2009.
Right. And again, you have to look at each specific case and the factors of each case. And, you know, again, it's a subjective decision. I keep going back to...
I guess that's what frustrates people. They don't want it to be subjective. They want the law to be objective. Liberty is blind.
Well, I mean, those decisions are made every day. This one is in the forefront because it has impact, you know, across our nation. So I think today, hold off. Let's listen. He didn't hesitate one bit about going to the committee and explaining his decision. I question why we even discussed the conduct of Hillary Clinton at that press conference. That's unprecedented. So that the fact that there was a discussion, now that may give way to that whole report being released.
Perhaps.
Which, you know, we'll all be able to make that decision then and read, you know, the FD-302s of the agents and the interviews. So, you know.
It should all be out now. There's no pending investigation. There's no reason why we the people shouldn't be able to see it. Unless, of course, if it's so sensitive and so classified, which, again, lends itself to this conclusion that it was illegal.
Clearly Hillary Clinton wasn't concerned with in the beginning.
Joe Persichini, former FBI official, thank you for joining us today. I think this is what frustrates people, Lisa Booth. He's right. It is a judgment call. And there is a certain level of discretion. But look at Bob McDonnell. No judgment used there. No discretion. People didn't say, oh, geez, maybe we shouldn't do this because it might get overturned unanimously by the Supreme Court. They went after Bob McDonnell.
I loved your point about not being subjective and people wanting it to be objective. I thought that was a great point. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Good job, Larry. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
We're going to keep you around. It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Garbage Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yes, yes, yes. I agree with Larry, too.
All right, we'll keep you around, too.
Yeah. All right, let's have this rush hour go away. And, you know, we are pretty much on 95, just a little bit of volume in Aquia, again into Woodbridge. We're still quite slow, though, right as you approach the Beltway, interlooping through Annandale, Tyson's to the Legion Bridge, and then 395 as you come off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Just about done to the Wilson Bridge span. That looks okay. 210, Route 5, and Route 4 up to the Beltway has been pretty quiet. Outer loop into New Carrollton, sluggish through Silver Spring, definitely below speed. Laurel on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway slows each direction. 197 in Bowie off of the BW Parkway. Go ahead, use it. That crash near Powder Mill Road, gone, and so are the delays. 270, we're trying to wind down, but a last little bit of slowdown here to get you past 109. Looking to see in the cameras if there's anything in the way, because that volume's just growing again. So do watch 270 South past 109. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, mainly dry and hot over the next couple of days. Best chance to get relief. Thunderstorms will be by tomorrow evening. Just an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, and same thing for tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, plenty of sunshine for the first part of the days. And temperatures will be in the lower to middle 90s. Maybe some scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 80 degrees at 8:47.
Cheers. Oh, my God. Cheers. Let's get some shit.
Well, speaking of being above the law, Lisa Booth, maybe you can speak more about this than I can, because I know that women go through great pains to get the right pair of shoes, to get that special pair of shoes. Women can be nuts about their shoes. But apparently, former Speaker of the House and now Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, she really went all out to get to her favorite shoe store in California. What happened here?
She did. Apparently, according to witnesses, a large black SUV jolted across two lanes of traffic and heavy traffic, lights flashing to park in front of a fire hydrant just to get to a boutique called Foot Candy. Of course, that was the beloved or not so beloved Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House, who did this.
So they got all the lights going. It's like she's got her own motorcade with a police escort so she can get to a shoe store.
Well, and what is infuriating is apparently police chief Bill Imboden had commented on it and said that the U.S. Capitol Police and Secret Service provides dignitary protection for certain high-ranking members of the federal government, and this protection comes with the discretion to violate some state and local laws. Which is interesting, given the fact that this wasn't an official business.
Yeah.
This was to go buy shoes.
To go buy shoes. So, I mean, you like shoes, right? Like any other red-blooded American woman?
I do, but I don't break the law to
would
get
you,
them.
If you had access to a motorcade
vehicle. Not over shoes. Come on.
Over what, then?
What do you think of me there?
I'm just curious what you do. Maybe to get to the ball game or something. All right. Well, Nancy Pelosi, you're just like any other gal who needs to get her shoes, and we're so proud of you for using your elevated status. You're just better than the rest of us, and I'm glad that you were able to run red lights and push through the normal course of business in St. Helena, California with your motorcade so you could get your fabulous new set of pumps. And thanks for listening, man. 849 on WMAO.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Should you or shouldn't you take an aspirin a day as you get older? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. This is one of those health issues that just seems to be going back and forth with every new study that's released. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force now says yes, taking an aspirin a day could help prevent cardiovascular disease and colon cancer. We're talking about men and women, incidentally, ages 50 to 69. Now, the recommendation applies to people who are not at increased risk for gastrointestinal bleeding, who have at least a 10-year life expectancy, and who are willing to take low-dose aspirin for at least 10 years. Whether or not this daily regimen is right for you boils down to weighing the potential benefits versus the risks, just like anything else. Before you start or stop taking any medication, even a low-dose aspirin, you should always talk to your doctor first. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Secure It webpage. Thank you.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep. When she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Yoenis Cespedes.
Cespedes is going deep.
After this series, won't see the Nats till September. Gio Gonzalez. A showdown like this calls for stats like this.
Gio Gonzalez gets the first out himself.
Last look till fall. Give him the ball. Catch everything. Nationals, Mets. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
Ain't baseball great?
8:55 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here comes Jimmy Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Alexandria. Alexandria Police Department say there's a power outage west end of the city and resulting in traffic signal outages along King Street, along Seminary Road. So please treat any of these dark intersections as a four-way stop. They're trying to get out there to direct as many of those intersections as possible so they can restore that power. All right, around the Beltway we go. We've cleared to the Wilson Bridge. We still have the volume Annandale north of the Tysons area toward the Legion Bridge and topside through Silver Spring, but that really seems to be about the thick of it. It's been a little bit below speed and through Largo and New Carrollton, but easing out. Baltimore Washington Parkway sluggish each direction past 197. George Washington Parkway southbound before Spout Run now, heavy down toward the Key Bridge, and then jammed to the 14th Street Bridge where we're still slow in through town. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot weather continuing, getting into that uncomfortably hot weather. Low to mid-90s today, sunshine with clouds later. And maybe a few showers, thunder showers. No widespread rains expected. Most of us are dry. 76 tonight, tomorrow up to 94 again. Maybe a stray storm in the afternoon, but by evening, a little better coverage expected on thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
80 degrees at 8:56.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova. Join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
On July 16th, The Good Life is calling your name. Your next chapter could be your best at Trilogy by Shea Holmes. Discover Trilogy at Lake Frederick in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley and explore new paths, feel and look your best, and fill your life with fun and new friends. If you can dream it, you can do it at the 55-plus Trilogy by Shea Holmes Resort Community. Trilogy's brand-new 36,000-square-foot resort club and five new model homes grand open on July 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit trilogylife.com/lakefrederick to discover more. That's trilogylife.com/lakefrederick.
One of the things I love to do living in Washington, D.C. is walk around the city, but walking is painful if your feet hurt. Are you bothered by an achy back? Do you suffer from plantar fasciitis? You need to go see my friends at the Good Feet store. I was fitted for my arch supports and was able to walk out of the store with them in my shoes that day. So go to the Good Feet store at Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when you're feet hurt.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital. the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Well, thank you, Lisa Booth. You're always effervescent in the morning. Good to have you here.
Always so much fun to be with you guys. Thank
you. Get back to the Washington Examiner, and I'm sure we'll see you later today. Fox Business, you said later
today? Yep, going on Barney & Company.
Excellent. Looking forward to that. Coming up next, it's Steve Malzberg in for a vacationing Chris Plant. How you looking, Steve?
Hello, Larry. Good to talk to you. Well, it's good to be looking at James Comey. What will he say, and who will Trump pick as number two on the ticket? We shall find out.
I think he's going to pick you, Malzberg.
I'm busy.
WMA.